At this time of remembrance, across the country, from the cenotaph in London's Whitehall to cities, towns and villages in all four nations, people come together to remember those in the armed forces who served and have died. It's an opportunity to reflect on why this moment holds such deep meaning for the Army Benevolent Fund and all who support it. Remembrance is more than a tradition. It's a powerful reminder of the sacrifices made by generations of soldiers in the service of their country. We will never forget. This year, ABF has a dedicated plot at the heart of Westminster Abbey's Field of Remembrance, a chance to reflect on the charity's purpose, to stand by those who are serving, who have served, and their families, including the bereaved, and to ensure that no member of the Army family ever faces hardship alone. Our crosses were placed in the plot by veterans Greg Stevenson and Helen McMahon, with this activity captured on camera to share with the wider Army family and beyond. Gold Paralympian and double amputee Greg served with 2/4 Commando Royal Engineers before life-changing injuries in Afghanistan in 2009. Helped by the Army Benevolent Fund, he's now studying for a PhD at the Open University.
Yeah, I was asked to dedicate across to a personal friend who we lost on Operation Heroic 9, somebody I didn't know before the operation at all, but I suppose that reflects the military community and how quickly and how fondly you can create a connection. That's right, it was an honour to make a personal tribute to Travis Mackin, who was on Operation Heroic 9 up in Kajaki with 3 Commando Brigade. I was with 5-9 Commando and he was with 4-5, so a Royal Marine. But it's great camaraderie and a lot of fun, being Army versus Royal Marines, as you can imagine. So we became close friends, as did all the guys up in Kajaki. So it was really poignant to be able to come and make a personal dedication to him. We think of silence and remembrance, but also we need to remember who these guys and girls were as people. Their characters, the mischievous side, the fun side, the family people that they were. And I think that's incredibly important, that they're not just names on a wall. These were incredible people who gave an incredible amount for this great nation. I think we're in a fortunate position that not many people do know, the ultimate sacrifice and the impact that can have and the wider ripple effect that has on families, loved ones, friends, communities as a whole. But yeah, I think it's very important, especially for people like myself who do understand those implications, perhaps to do the engagement work with young people to explain why we should remember and the significance of remembrance, and why it's incredibly important for them to be at least aware of the military community and the ultimate sacrifice people have paid.
The Times newspaper selected a photo of our preparations for its coverage in the run-up to Armistice Day.
As an Army veteran, I spent many years in the military. And for me, it's about those people that sacrificed their lives for us, for those that have served or are still serving, and also to be proud to be an Army veteran, wear my poppy with pride. I've lost friends and colleagues, and it's also about them today. Their loss goes on forever. Let us not forget that. We remember them. Remembrance is for all of us in the UK to remember those that didn't return from action, and indeed those that did, that might have been maimed in some way.
This is the 97th Field of Remembrance at Westminster Abbey, organised every year by the Poppy Factory, one of the Army Benevolent Fund's partner charities, who it's proud to support. ABF's plot was one of more than 200 filled by a wide variety of military associations and organisations. Representatives of each were present for the opening of the field on November the 6th. The new Minister for Veterans, Louise Sander-Jones, a former Army officer who served in Afghanistan, was keen to meet those representing ABF on the day. That was CEO Tim Hyams, beneficiary and ambassador Al Hodgson and his wife Pixie, and long-term supporter Giles Brandreth, who comes from a long line of serving soldiers.
Well, remembrance to me simply means recalling members of my family who have served, in my case, the army. It's always been the army. I come from an army family. My father was in the army. My grandfather was a regular soldier in the army. My son was in the army. My grandson is in the army. My son-in-law was in the army. So for me, remembrance really, I suppose, is about my father. And I'm so pleased, proud, happy that today this field of remembrance here at Westminster Abbey with the Army Benevolent Fund plot, I've been able to have a poppy in remembrance of my father and the service he gave during the Second World War. And it's hard for us to remember now how long it was for those people. My father joined up in 1939, wasn't home until 1945, but I think he was still in the army in 1946. So we're talking about 6 or 7 years commitment and traveling, in his case, mainly North Africa, Italy, and all of that, but away from home while my sisters were growing up. Extraordinary sacrifice, of course, about which he very rarely spoke. And I wrote a sort of childhood memoir and had difficulty finding out what he did during the war. But I know what he did, whatever he did, whatever any of them did, was heroic. It's been wonderful for me to come today here to the Field of Remembrance in Rotten Run, because I met one of the ambassadors, really, of the ABF in Al Hodgson, who, you know, more recently, in the troubles in Northern Ireland, lost his legs in an IRA bomb. And he's here because he wants to say thank you to the ABF. So I'm here to say thank you to the ABF, but more so because, lest we forget, we've got to remember these men and women and the sacrifices they made.
Her Majesty the Queen, who is the royal patron of the Army Benevolent Fund, formally opened the field, listened to prayers, observed the 2 minute silence, and laid a personal cross of remembrance before conducting a review of the plots, including ABF's. As the Queen left the field of remembrance and the Abbey bells rang out, ABF CEO Tim Hyams reflected on what remembrance means for him and the charity.
So I think remembrance is something that soldiers do every day, to remember the people that they serve with, to remember the people that didn't come back, to remember the collective efforts that they, their friends, their regiments, the army have done on behalf of the nation. I think remembrance itself on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month is a really important moment in the psyche and the actuality of the country, to come together and as a collective remember the sacrifice made by so many for the freedom of our society, our country, our nation. And so I think there is a individual act of remembrance that most soldiers do most days. And then I think there is the collective act on a particular time, on a particular day, that is an important national commemoration.
Every cross in the ABF plot was inscribed with an individual dedication from a wide mix of beneficiaries and supporters. These are some of them.
James Blunt's great-grandfather, Captain Greville Blount, died in the first year of the Great War from wounds sustained in the Battle of the Marne. Leveson Wood's grandfather, Leveson Hopkin Wood, served in India, Burma, and Japan with the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Alan Titchmarsh's dedication comes with all love from Alan Jr. to Alan Sr. He served with Rimi in India, another soldier who spoke little of his experience. Nicky Campbell spoke of his love for his dad, Frank, who fought in the brutal Battle of Kohima. Nicky says his father never fully recovered. It affected him so deeply. Stephen Knight's father, George, fought in North Africa. Stephen says the truth of his bravery and how he won his medals died with him. Bear Grylls remembers his great-uncle, Major Christopher Ford, who fought and died near Anzio, Italy, in 1944. Rory Stewart's cross is for his father, Captain Brian Stewart, and his brother, Lieutenant George Stewart, both of the Black Watch, the latter killed in Sicily. David Gower's cross is dedicated to his uncles John and Derek Gower, who both served with bravery during the D-Day landings. Kate Moss honours her father, Richard, a captain in the Welsh Guards, saying he was a true officer and a gentleman. Colin McLachlan remembers comrades he's lost, and the men of 22 SAS with the line, "Across that angry or that glimmering sea." Giles Brandreth remembers his father, Major Charles Brandreth, who volunteered in 1939 and served for 6 years in the Intelligence Corps.
So many of the sentiments on those crosses resonate with Al Hodgson, who later in the day spoke of what remembrance and being at the field of remembrance means to him.
Our freedoms today are because of those that came before us and fought to keep our freedoms. And being able to go to events where we can show our appreciation and make a tribute to them is beyond worth. We always have to be ready for whatever the world may throw at us. And if we're ready and will throw something at us, then there is always going to be those who pay the ultimate price, make the ultimate sacrifice. So it's as relevant now as it was after the First and Second World War, and it will remain relevant as long as there's conflict. The lucky thing for my family, my parents, my sisters, my brother, I came home. Came home injured. Not a great thing by any standard, of course. But I came home. There's friends along the way that I've lost. But the ones we lose in active service, this is why remembrance is so important. And I think we have to remember them because they realised that the risk did not outweigh the reason why they were in service.
ABF believes that every wreath laid, every silence observed, and every story shared strengthens the bond between past and present. The Fund's work is not only about meeting today's needs, but also about honouring a legacy of service that continues to shape lives. The stories of those supported, their courage and resilience, are at the heart of everything the Army Benevolent Fund does.
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, "For your tomorrow, we gave our today."
Do add your own reflections, dedications, and memories in the comments.